بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذا لي رحمة الله عليك ونشتري in the places of the world they have the washerman. They take the clothes, wash it, press it and return it. So the person that was doing this was a woman and her son seen the bundle and inquired about the dress. He saw the dress and he was infatuated, asked, whose dress is this? Well, this is the dress of the princess. Then allow me to do this dress. Alright, he took it. The mother's love for the child, everybody knows. They give him, and many a times they give him to the wrong thing as well. That's the mother's heart. For the dress, he's thinking, if the dress is so beautiful, then what may be the person? Dress is so beautiful, how much more beautiful may be the person that's wearing the dress? Mazhar se sifat nazar aate hai. When you see the manifestation, you see the glory. Here, in this world, you can't see Allah Ta'ala directly. You see the manifestation, and then you see His beauty. Repeatedly, Allah Ta'ala invites us towards this. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِي حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ. Look for a moment, heavens and the earth. Who made the heavens and the earth? وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you were to ask them, who created the heaven and the earth, the mushriks also will say it's Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala bura karein, but dino ko, khuda hi ka inkar kar diya. Now they reach such a point that they rejected the existence of a creator. Some of the stats are showing approximately 26 European countries have turned atheist. So all these concepts that are coming, they're coming from there, whether it is covert or lowered or whatever, but it's coming from there. It's a people that don't believe in a creator. So when they don't believe in a creator, can a person have a conscience? Doesn't have a creator. You can have a conscience when you've got a creator. One youngster from Nigeria, so he read the Fajr Namaz about 2 weeks ago. So he read, in place of La yatakallamuna illa man adina lahu rahman, he said, khashiya lahu rahman. He came in a Gabral state. I read my namaz top masjid. So I read like this now. Namaz is right or not right? Now, alright, I told you that namaz has to be repeated. But what amazed me is the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. He knows that there is an Allah Ta'ala and that Allah Ta'ala will ask him. You read this namaz, you read it right, you didn't read it right. So that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, the consciousness that he has been given answer before Allah Ta'ala, that pushed him. So when you look at the manifestation, you look at the glory. And the glory then brings you to the point that there is someone that is very glorious. Manifestation, then beauty. From that beauty, then you understand that there is someone that is very beautiful. Right? So if you look at the heaven and the earth, right? Look at the glory, look at the beauty, too much. خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. You have to come to the conclusion that there is a creator. Nobody could make it. It couldn't come of its own, and nobody besides Allah, Allah could do it. The qudrat of Allah Ta'ala is such, I ask you, a small ant, can anybody make it? For all the scientists, they bring everything, technology, everything together, one small ant, can they do it? لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا زُبَابًا. Not one fly, not one ant. Ant to bari cheez hai. I ask you, one petal of a rose tree, one petal, can they make it? So when they know that their technology, brains can reach them to a certain point, and then they terminate. So they don't want to acknowledge that, yeah, we can't terminate. So they keep on prodding, until it leads them to godlessness. So they have made up their mind, so there isn't a God. So the question is, why do they push themselves on that end? That there isn't. So they lead themselves on to that end. Why? بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُورَ أَمَامَ يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَ. Because he doesn't want to have a conscience of the hereafter. يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُورَ أَمَامَ. He doesn't want to have a thought of the hereafter. That there is a thing like qiyamah, there is a thing like answerability, there is a thing that of the divine tribunal, you're going to stand there all alone, and you're going to render an account of your entire life's doing. So you don't want that. So when you don't want that, so what do you say? There isn't a thing like qiyamah. So somehow you try to appease yourself, but appeasing yourself will bring you anywhere. I say this is such a stupid way of reasoning. Are stupid. Even an ordinary simple person says a stupid thing. See, you are 5 kilometers away, and you can see a lion is coming with a full sprint is coming towards you, and you've got 1 minute. You can get into a refuge in just 1 minute. Right now, instead of you getting into a refuge, you close your eyes. You block your eyes. I ask you, is that the intelligent thing? Is that the wise thing? So now they block the intelligence from thinking that there is going to be a thing like Qiyamah. Thinking that by doing that, there won't be a Qiyamah. Like this person blocked his eyes, thinking that I blocked my eyes, there isn't a lion. But now, blocking the eyes doesn't mean that the lion won't come and attack him. It's so simple, it's so backwards, the reasoning is so flawed, you know, so flawed. وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. The whole, all life, it depends on water. I ask you, can you imagine life without water? In science they'll say protoplasm and all that, right? But what is protoplasm? It's all water. When you look at the human being and you dissect and analyze the whole body, 70-80% is water. The world, the whole universe, 3/4 of it is water, or even more water. So the whole life revolves around water. That's why the thing of going to Mars and Moon and all that, and they shut the idea because they see there's no water there. Well, how are you going to sustain life? To sustain life, you need water. So, but there's no water, then how are you going to sustain life? Right? ومن الماء كل شيء حي. Did you look at that water Allah Pak sends down, right? And فَأَمْبَتْنَا بِي, then that means that water brings about life. The whole life revolves around water, because the vegetation get their nutrition from water. Animals eat that vegetation, and then we eat that animal, isn't it? So where it's coming from? It's coming from water. So the main constituent is water. And then analyze water. Antum anzaltumuhu minal muzn. There's two things you can look at water. Did you bring it down? Can you bring it down? They talk about cloud bursting and all that, but that's 50-50% chance. Sometimes it happens, doesn't happen, and not the required amount. Right? That thing is bursting, right? You need 5 million liters. Then you need 50 liters. So, for you to say hello. Right? So, Ambatna, then there's two things in water. You bring it down. Right? And then, we know about water that it's coming up from the moisture, right? The moisture is rising up into the clouds, right? But the moisture, where is it coming from? Mainly the ocean. The moisture is coming from the motion, from the, you know, coming from the ocean. You know, if you look at this distilling plants and all that, you talk about distillation. So you must go in India and see how they make attar, right? So they've got a distilling plant. So those plants or whatever, they'll have it in a pot, and from the pot they'll have one small pipe, and the thing is boiling all the time. When it's boiling, then that vapor or that moisture is coming into the pipe, and that pipe, then that falls into a different thing. Now that's called attar. See, the rose, all the petals they get, 1,000 petals they'll get, and they start boiling that thing. When they boil that thing, something is secreted. What is secreted is trapped and made to, it's led towards that pipe, and the pipe then brings it down. Right? So that's more or less attar. So that thing got the smell of gulab, right? Of rose. Now, on the same principle, look at the vapor, and that vapor moisture is coming up. So, هذا ملحٌ أجاج, is bitter and it's salt. Can you drink that? Now you must look at two things. That moisture is going up, and who is in the process of doing the desalination? Who's doing it? Tons of water, millions of tons of water is going up, and who's desalinating? Who's doing it? Separating the salt, who's doing it? This is science, all the, right? You use all your rocket science intelligence, but I'm asking you, who separated the salt from the water? Then it doesn't end there. And sometimes I ask these farmers, just to understand the Qudrat, they see it every day, right? So I ask them, all right, what difference does the rainwater do to your farm? He says, what? I ask him, what does the rainwater do to your farm? Because Allah says, أَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ, we give life to the earth. With the rain, we give life to the earth. So nearly all the farmers that I asked, say, Puchoyima, don't ask. Because you can do any amount of irrigation. But that rain, the life that thing produces, the irrigation can't do it. Your artificial irrigation is one thing, and that one rain, what it does, is too much. It's one rain. So now, there's three things you must see in the rain. One is, who is separating the salt from the fresh water, right? Number two, who is loading it up with nutrients? That's easy. And the nutrients are so powerful that just one rain is bringing so much of life that it's mind-boggling. That you did everything, but that one rain, what it did, all your irrigation couldn't do it. Can you see the kudrat? And the second kudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Then, وَالصَّحَابِ الْمُصَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Then, the third kudrat again, you see the cloud is carrying hundreds of tons of water, right? At an altitude, and hundreds of tons of water is carrying. Sometimes you're flying in the plane, you can see the clouds beneath you. Don't you see it? Above, the clouds are beneath you. So that cloud is carrying hundreds of tons. How is carrying it? Mid-air, suspended. Above is the heaven, down is the earth, that is suspended. So any machinery, any aircraft, any pilot, everything is just moving. It's all a direction. So you see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. By natural things, look at it. Look at the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. I tell them, the biggest disservice we're doing is we don't talk about the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala to our children. In school, because now I'm showing you 26 countries are atheists. So they're creating an atheist mentality. What have you done to do their minds? Or say undo their minds from all this rubbish? Have you showed them the Qudrat of Allah? Then فَأَمْبَتْنَا بِيْحَدَائِكَ. Then the rain comes, right? One rain, فَأَمْبَتْنَا بِيْحَدَائِكَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَ. And then what it does to the earth, life, color, gardens, orchards, different colors, texture, shapes, different properties, right? Then here is a chili, and it's a Mexican chili. What about Mexican chili? If you eat today Mexican chili, till tomorrow night you can get the heat in your throat, so hot. An ordinary person eats that, you get a diarrhea. It's too strong. What we eat, what either sometimes mixed up, somehow it's diluted, so we get a diluted strength. But a strong version of the chili, you can eat that thing. Stomach start looking. So on one side, pita mutajawirat, neighboring tracts of land, right? This is so hot you can't put it in your tongue. And then the lychee is so tasty that you can't resist. But if you look at it, neighboring tracts of land, same water, same land. Yusqa bima'in wahid. They're being all fed with the same water. This chili is fed with same water, and this thing is fed with the same water. Ma kana lakum antum bitu shajaraha. You can do this thing here. Can you do this? Neighboring tract, the water is the same, the land is the same. Here it's so hot, you can't take it. And here it's so sweet, you can't resist it. مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا. Can you produce something like this? Can all science put together, can they do something like that? Now Allah Ta'ala asks, أَيْلَهُمَّ أَلَّهُ. Can there be a God with Allah Ta'ala? Now, Allah Ta'ala is taking out the time to explain His Qudrat, that you reflect. And you read in class, two finish, and I finish it. But did you think, أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا. He made the earth the place for you to settle. قرار پکر لیا. Settle, residence. So again, look at the Qudrat. He made it suitable for your living, right? He didn't make it so soft that tumhara qadam uske andar phas jaye, that you put your foot there, it just goes down, not so soft. And he didn't make it so hard you couldn't work the soil. You had to building, you had to work the soil. You had to do farming, you had to work the soil, right? You had to put up a project, you had to work the soil. So it was very soft, you couldn't do it. It was extremely hard, you had a problem to bust the land. جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا. And then, وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا. And then, in between, within the earth, right? Within the earth, he's made rivers. Within the earth, rivers, right? So all this is for what? To sustain you. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا. So if this sweet rivers, sweet waters, جَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا, then between the flowing bodies of water, Allah Pak has created barriers. بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا. Can you see? Flowing bodies of water, and it's created a barrier. This water can't encroach, that water can't encroach. So the barriers will be in different ways. So you'll see a river here, and a mile away you find salt water, right? So that's a barrier. And the salt water generally, Allah creates a barrier, how it makes a barrier. That the seabed will be at the lowest point. The seabed will be at the lowest point, so the sea is going down. And as you come onto earth, it's elevating, right? So the seawater will come at one point and recede. Comes and recedes. Can't go beyond that point. Can you see the qudrat of Allah? وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا. It's coming, come to a point and go backwards. Come and goes backwards. Did it happen? Right, that's why you find about 5 years ago one whale, big whale, about half a kilometer, that thing shored at Athlone Park. I don't know if you heard. Yeah. Athlone Park, it had. So I think almost a month the blacks were cutting the meat and taking away. You know, I should think about this fish, this Umber expedition. And when I heard this thing, it came to my mind. So I'm thinking to myself, hey, now they ate from that 1 month, right? We know about fish and all that, they, you know, decay, right? How they ate. So there's something that happens there that we don't know. Otherwise, they could have eaten it. Yeah, it just happened here. And for 1 month, they were. They're scooping, they brought big, like, you know, buckets, scooping flesh and going out, keep scooping and going. And they're not finishing. Yeah. They're scooping the meat and. See that. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا. So Allah Ta'ala has created a barrier between the two bodies of flowing water. Flowing water. There is a barrier between. This can't cross over here, that can't cross over that side. Can you see that? See the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. That's sometimes, most of the time, that's what you see. But there is another qudrat of Allah Ta'ala that you must see again. That sometimes it's two bodies of flowing water, right? They're running parallel to each other. Two bodies of parallel water, sweet water and salt water, right? They're running parallel. But this thing is not crossing over, that thing is not crossing over. Whereas the nature of water is, it mixes. Isn't that the nature of water? That's the nature of water, this thing has to mix up. That thing is running for miles, not mixing up. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا. Between both the bodies, both bodies of flowing water, he has created a barrier. اِلَاهُمْ مَا اللَّهُ، کیا خدا کے ساتھ کوئی ذات ہے؟ دیکھو سوچو who's doing this, look at the قدرت اللہ. That's my complaint, that we're not teaching this thing, not showing this thing to our children. We're giving them computers, everything else, and computer games and all that, but what we're supposed to introduce to them, we're not introducing, not showing the قدرت of Allah. مظہر قدرت کو دکھاتے نہیں. اِلَاهُمْ مَا اللَّهُ اَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ اَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Can you see, Allah Ta'ala gives you direction in darknesses. He gives you direction. When you see a ship, I think the dark, I think what is direction? Doesn't have to go direction. It's going almost 1 month on sea. Right? But it's what a direction. Who gave that direction? It's no navigator. Who made the navigator? My brains. Who gave the brains? If you trace, you would have to say that's Allah Ta'ala. Who gave you the brains? And you are the navigator, you're so proud about yourself, right? You're so proud about yourself when you got a navigator. Right? Look at the salmon fish, right? Our ladies, old days now, 1960s or that, they would say salmon fish. Now they say salmon fish, right? So, a salmon fish, right, when it spawns, right, it spawns sometimes 2,000-3,000 kilometers away. It's in the Pacific, right, in America, right? And when it's spawning, it's coming back where it was hatched, it's coming here. And that fish that is hatched there, or had hatched here, right? It's hatched here. It goes back there. And who guided it to that line, the food? And then when that salmon wants to spawn, the mother, that now that thing has become a mother now, wants to spawn, is tracing its roots right to the place where it was born. So who built that navigator? What I got that Arabic navigator? For small distances, you have to. That is because that is traveling 3,000-5,000 kilometers, no navigator, nothing. But who put the navigator inside? Who put it? I ask you. Don't we see the qudrat of Allah? Ja'ala bayna al-bahrayni hadiza. There's so much to see in the qudrat of Allah. When they talk about Cape Point, I don't think that's what the Quran is talking about. No. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَدِيثًا. Because I went there, when it was there, 1990-something, I went. So they're saying this is the Pacific and Atlantic or something. So, what I want to know is Pacific and Atlantic oceans, right, is what we say, isn't it? We make, it's a geographical boundary, isn't it? Like how you say Maputo and South Africa. So the boundary is geographical. Geographical, who makes it? We make it. Right. We make it. Right. So this is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Qudrat is this a flowing body of water. This is a flowing body of water. And you can see a distinct barrier. It's not mixing up this, that thing up. Up to now, there's about 5 places in the world where it's very distinct. Somewhere in America, China, 1-2 places in India, and there's other 2 places. But this thing is, you can observe the thing. أَيْلَاهُمْ مَا اللَّهُ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَادِثًا أَمَّا يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ الْبَحْرِ. Total darkness. Allah Pak is showing you how you reach. أَمَّا يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ الْبَحْرِ. Even that animal for that instinct, that Mawlana Tai was explaining, his father be forced to keep animals, cows and goats, etc., to keep them. So he had a way to take care of the animals, and as though the animal would understand him. I can say, "To be young, yeah, so then sit down. Obatija, get up." You know, so he will take instruction. So, but he's doing it a little bit as a business as well. So now sometimes people come and buy the cow. So when they buy the cow, that thing is actually crying. If build an affinity, that thing is crying. Right? Now, even more strange than that, sometimes he sold it to someone, right? He's living somewhere near Dabir, right? That's his gum. So he sold it there. And that person who purchased it, he's living somewhere, say, 300-400 kilometers away, right? In 2 days' time, that cow came all itself back here. Did I tell you go? That he's crying, "No, I can't go." Can't go. Who guided the cow come back here? Has it got any satellite, any device, anything? Yahdikum fi zulmat. It's mind boggling. That Qudrat of Allah, really. You read all the science book and reading scraps, but look at the Qudrat of Allah. Clear. See, that is, well, I spoke about India, right? I look at your own, right? You leave one sweet or something, right? Something sweet, and just stick it up on the ceiling, right? I think in one day's time, they got such a strong aerial, and they'll find that thing. Is it a fact or not? How about this? How did they got the smell? Can you get the smell? You can't get the smell. What a strong faculty of sense Allah Pak has given. Faculty of smell is gone. That thing can get that thing. Law will come up and one will make elan to the other. Yahan par hamari giza ki cheez hai. Making elan. And if it's too heavy to carry, then too they'll do the work. Huh? See, 20 ants will come, and you see they're carrying the janaza, one cockroach. Do you see it? I ask you, kiski kudrat ka karishma hai? The splendor, whose beauty is this? Whose beauty that thing is? And I tell the youngsters in the madrasa. I was ever envious. I'm envious of two insects. One is the ant, and the other is the honeybee. Because you never see these two insects relaxing, going for a picnic, talking, hanging out, sitting for a party. They're on the move. Speech one round, coming for moving all the time. Do you see them hanging around? Sitting down, relaxing, partying, or you see them? They move you all the time. So I say, if I'm ever envious of any creature, then these two things. By Allah Ta'ala ki kudrat ko dekho, build your iman. Look at the kudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Khuda ki kudrat ke karishma ko dekho. See these things here. Then that's the one thing to make you feel envious about the ant and the bee. And second thing that make you envious about the ant and the bee is they're so organized. Sometimes it's a colony of bees, right, or ants, right? And you hear about 50,000 or so much, or so many bees, right? 20,000, 20,000. But so well organized. How well organized they are, right? To the extent, because they're so organized, that if one ant is coming, or one bee is coming with something foreign, something that is not familiar, right? They were a custom check. Right at the entrance of the hive, they were a custom check. Immigration. What's this? Show. If that thing says wrong, kills him on the spot. Death penalty straight away. See how well organized. But they can exist 50,000, 60,000. But now, what makes them coexist? We didn't think about it. We saw they can coexist, right? But what makes them coexist? Did you ever think about it? 50,000, 60,000, and they can coexist. They've all got one common agenda. Agenda is not diverse. Is there any diversity? They're all working for the common cause. All to fill the hive. Not to fill their own agenda. No. So they're going, receiving the nectar and filling the hive. For who? For the whole colony. For us, for the dependents, for the small, the grown up, the old and the young, all must enjoy. But you see now, the purpose is, the agenda is one. So you see any ikhtilaf in them? No ikhtilaf. The ikhtilaf starts off when the agendas become diverse. It's where the fight comes. I got a different agenda, I got a different agenda. Your thinking is different, my thinking is different. I'm taking a different route, you're taking a different route. That's where the ikhtilaf starts off. That's where the differences start off. See? But if the agenda is the same, then we can coexist. But now you say, oh, coexist. Agendas are all different. How are you going to coexist? Even the ant and the bee also knows when the agenda is wrong, we can't coexist. وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ. They're showing the Qudrat, right? وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ. And who is the one that sends the winds, heralding the arriving of His mercy? His mercy, rain is going to come, right? So, before that rains is a wind. That wind is indicating that there's some good news for you, there's good coming for you. So who's doing that? You know, this, they make predictions and all that. Someone's what a scan is showing. Bacha hai, bachi hai, child, boys. The weather forecast tell you, alright, it's going to rain, all that. I say, wait, you've got so much of equipment, but there's such a major discrepancy in the weather forecast, you know, that they say, if your child is failing, then give him a job at the weather forecast. Because you can't take such a big mistake, you know. Such a big mistake you can take. He'll fit well. If it's raining, it didn't rain for the one of those things. You know, it's such a big, major discrepancy, but it tells us that. But now, the Qudratul, this is man's weakness, right? But the Qudratul look at in this is that you'll see these wild animals, right? If there's a major storm, if there's a warm day, right? And say in 1 hour's time there's going to be a storm. All these wild animals, birds, all that, they're running for shelter. So they could see it what we couldn't see. But we can't see, they can see it already. So I say, tumhara koi kamal nahi. You should have got a 50% mistake, you know, capacity for mistake. That thing is accurate. That bird, wild animal, all running for shelter. That was that Mona Sarang. He said, I see these things. He tells me, for living in the Rosetta, I see these things. One, 2 hours before the rain can come, floods can come, snow can come, hailstones, you can see actually that thing is going. Bushram bin Adi Rahmat. Ailahum Allah. أَمَّ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. See, so I will talk about it later on now. It's already 11 o'clock, inshallah, some other day.